Okay.
So the last week, the last pasuk in this week's parsha is the pasuk of Es Shabsosa Tishoros Mikdoshi Tiro Ani Hashem. So there's a Torah in the end of the parsha is telling us that we have to keep Shabbos and we have to have more Mikdosh. So the question is, why is this the final pasuk of the parsha? The entire parsha spoke about Yovel, Shemitah, etc., things were to learn. Why is this the final pasuk that encapsulates the entire parsha? Second question that we can ask is, what's the first pasuk in the parsha? So the first pasuk in the parsha is Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe b'har Sinai lemor. In Chazal or Bavir, why is it Ma'inyan Shemitah etzor har Sinai? Why is it that specifically the mitzvah Shemitah is singled out as the mitzvah is taught in har Sinai? So to answer these questions, we have to take a look at what Chazal teaches us about what's significant and unique about the mitzvahs of Shabbos and Mor Mikdash. So Chazal and Taras Kanim already there say, and Ban quotes it, that all the mitzvos are alluded to in the mitzvos of Shabbos and Mor Mikdash. So the question is, like, why is this the case? Why is it that all the mitzvos in the entire Torah are hinted to in the positive mitzvah of Shemitah Shabbos and the mitzvah of Mor Mikdash? So I think what they like to explain is that there are two motifs that we find emphasized in the Torah: Kedushas Hamakom and Kedushas Hazman. Shabbos is considered to be like the paradigm for Kedushas Hazman. And likewise, Mikdash is considered to be the paradigm for Kedushas Hamakom. So, therefore, the last pasuk is highlighting and teaching us the paramount importance of both Kedushas Hazman and Kedushas Hamakom. And if you think about it, that's really what Shemitah is all about as well. Because what's Shemitah? Shemitah is Kedushas Hamakom and Kedushas Hazman together. Right? Shabbos is applicable everywhere. Right? It's only Kedushas Hazman, but there's no Kedushas Hamakom. Mikdash, it's applicable all times, but the Kedushas Hamakom is very limited. So Shemitah combines the two ideas together, and you got both Kedushas Hazman and Kedushas Hamakom. So therefore, the last pasuk in the parsha is really encapsulating everything in the parsha, because Shemitah really contains these two yesodas of both Kedushas Hazman and Kedushas Hamakom. So with this in mind, now we can understand, why is it that Stafka, why my Indian Shemitah is Har Sinai? What's unique about the mitzvah of Shemitah? Well, what's unique about Har Sinai? What happened in Har Sinai? Again, it's Kedushas Hamakom and Kedushas Hazman, right? Har Sinai was only kosher for a certain period, and Har Sinai was only, right, was only kosher for a certain time and a certain place. And that's the same exact Kedushas Shemitah. In fact, Kli Yakar, the Al-Shech, they explained that Kedushas Shemitah emanates from Kedushas Har Sinai. So as is the case, like Kedushas Shemitah emanates from Kedushas Har Sinai. But if you think about it, Har Sinai is reflecting this idea of Kedushas Hazman, Kedushas Hamakom, one place. And that's the same exact Yisod of Shemitah. Kedushas Hazman, Kedushas Hamakom, one place. So the Torah in the very beginning of the Parsha, through the mitzvahs of Shemitah and Har Sinai, and the Torah at the very end of the Parsha, is teaching us the importance of both Kedushas Hazman and Kedushas Hamakom. And the lesson that we need to learn from this is the importance of our time and also the importance of the places that we are living in and we go to, because the Torah is specifically emphasizing to us the the way that we need to view our time and both the way we need to view our Mekomos. Mm-hmm.